Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, which with master settlement agreement funding provides various ag loan programs of below market financing to help grease the skids for economic development. Program coordinator Bill McCloskey says September loan approval amounts totaled over $1.6 million.
And that was in 12 different counties, and that involved requests for 5 poultry operations, 1 hog operation, a greenhouse, an expansion to a dairy, and helping 3 beginning farmers purchase farmland as part of their part-time beef operation.
The Ag Finance Corporation works through other lenders with low-interest money to help reduce risk. For beginning farmer loans in September, for instance, he notes, even small farmers needed big money to operate or grow.
Loans as small as $26,000 to help a beginning farmer purchase equipment to expand his dairy operation in Christian County, all the way up to $250,000 to help a couple of beginning farmer applicants expand into the hog business and the poultry business.
Geographically, other beginning farmer loans this cycle included Owen, Washington, Garrett, Graves, McLean, and Ballard counties. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
In past months, Bill McCloskey says the Ag Finance Corporation asked UK economists to look at its impact in dealing with other lenders.
11 of the 14 loan officers they talked to across the state indicated, and that's 75%, indicated they would not have been able to make the loans in the beginning farmer loan program category without Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation participating in the loan as a way to help mitigate the risk.
And he notes as KAFC loans get repaid, that funding becomes available for additional loans, meaning more economic development out on the farm.
It's been a good program, and it's been a great opportunity to impact Kentucky farmers across the state with low market financing.
He encourages new or existing farmers to check with their local lenders for program details. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.